Stanford Medical Professor, Aliens 100% Live Among Us. By Alam Bokhari on May 30, 2023. Dr. Gary Nolan, a professor at Stanford University's medical school who worked with the CIA to analyze U.S. personnel who developed medical issues after alleged contact with UFOs, has stated that extraterrestrial life not only exists, but walks among us. Dr. Nolan made his comments on a panel at the recent Salt Eye Connections conference in Manhattan, New York, which featured panels on a variety of topics including geopolitics, economics, and finance. Via the New York Post, moderator Alex Cloak has asked Nolan if he believes extraterrestrial life has visited Earth. And the professor replied, "I think you can go a step further. It hasn't just visited, it's been here a long time, and it's still here. You know, people talk about the WOW signal looking for extraterrestrial intelligence. The WOW signal is that people see it on an almost regular basis. That's the communication that's already here," Nolan said. The WOW signal refers to a burst of radio waves captured from outer space in 1977. The signal was 30 times stronger than typical background radiation and prompted some astronomers to believe it may have come from aliens looking for other signs of life. Dr. Nolan has previously debunked some claims about extraterrestrial life on Earth, using DNA analysis to prove that a purported mummified alien found in the Atacama Desert was in fact human. In 2021, due to the unique blood analysis tools developed by his lab at Stanford, he was approached by the CIA to analyze blood samples from U.S. military personnel suffering from medical issues that arose following reports of contact with UFOs. In his appearance on the panel, Nolan explained the potential of extraterrestrial technology. "A grain of silicon back in the 50s and 60s changed our entire world. Now, we have multiple simultaneous sensor systems that have seen these objects go from 50 feet above the water to up to 14 miles, and then back in less than a second. The U.S. government has confirmed that these kinds of measurements have been done. It is stuff that we can't do, we know the Russians and the Chinese are not doing. If you can go from 0 to 5,000 miles an hour and take a right turn and not end up squished like a bug on the windscreen, then watch as the physics that accomplishes that. I know some of the physicists on the inside who work at some of these big defense corporations, who've basically said, well, here's how you tweak even general relativity to accomplish that, and then you say how much energy is needed to do it. Well, more than the entire nuclear output of the planet, per day, per movement. So you start to backtrack and say, who could do that? Well, we can't. Would we be able to do it in 1,000 years? But if you had a piece of any of this, let's say it's 1,000 revolutions ahead of us, or 1,000,000 revolutions ahead of us, even a tiny piece of knowledge from that could revolutionize what it is we're doing. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.